than murdered. All the friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Ravens Nation. What is going on? Welcome to another episode of The Call. It is a Purple Friday preview. Hope you guys got all your purple on. You're still rooting on the Ravens. Yeah, it's been a tough season, but we still got plenty of football to play. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. Joining me as always, what's going on, Josh? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, good. Guess what me and you get to do this week?
Oh, we get to go on a fun little road trip up to New York to the Meadowlands.
Yes, sir, and we get to take our freshly new diplomas from the University of Maryland medical edition, because apparently me and you are going to be doctors this week, man, because we got a lot of injuries, don't we?
That is right. Man,
Dr. Cash and Josh right here, man, because I'm telling you what.
Dr. Cash, I like that.
You like that? Yeah. Put the MD on the end. It just seems sweeter. Just every time you say your name, just say MD. It's pretty fun.
I like it.
You know, just do it. Brandon MD hasn't ringed to it. But we get to wear our little doctor lab coats and play doctor here, because what Raven isn't hurt at this point? Now that Flacco's hurt, I'm kind of just laughing at this point. Like, really? Like, it just doesn't surprise me at all.
Out of all the people, who's healthy? Dennis Pitta. Who would have thought that
Mr.
coming
Two-Hit
into this?
Himself.
Right. Who would have thought coming into this this season he'd be the healthy guy in this team?
It's kind of ironic. I mean, seriously. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know, and I've been digging all week where this injury really came from. I really haven't seen it. And he said he didn't tell anybody. So I don't know if the Ravens have a protocol for this type of thing. He's saying it's nothing to worry about. Now, and there's speculation, of course, with however it is in media, that Ryan Mallett might play. And it's just, I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of what-ifs right now, but the Ravens can't be playing what-ifs with a must-win game at week 7 right now against the Jets. But there's no speculation as of what really is ailing Flacco. This really came out of nowhere, man. I turn on my phone and get all these updates, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So apparently it happened on Sunday. At what point, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out where it happened or how it happened or what's wrong with him. You have any insight? Because I got nothing, to be honest with you.
Well, as most of us know out there, Joe Flacco, he has a right shoulder injury. He did not practice on Wednesday. From what I understand, it did happen during the game on Sunday, and even Joe doesn't know at what point in the game this injury occurred. So I have to question, like, how serious of an injury it is if Joe didn't even know it happened. Like, when he injured his knee last time around, he knew he was hurt, but he continued to play to finish out the game, because you saw him last year, like, limping off to the sidelines, but then he kind of saw the clock and he was like, there's one more play, I can get this done. So for him not to know that he's hurt, I'm hoping missing practice is just a precaution and that it's nothing too serious. However, if something is ailing this guy, I don't want him to go out onto the field and injure it further and miss more time than he absolutely has to, because Joe Flacco is the franchise. He's the offensive line. He's the guy. He's our guy to go to. Yeah, Ryan Mallett beat the Steelers last year, but I mean,
that was last year.
Yeah, I don't want Ryan Mallett as the quarterback of this team. I want Joe Flacco on Sunday.
But it could be let me play advocate here, man, because not to say, hey, and I'm not endorsing Flacco to sit and Mallett to start this game. That can't happen. But I'm all for, if the Jets are a weak opponent, if any right now, heading into the bye, this would be the game to have Mallett start, because he's not playing Pittsburgh, which would be in 2 weeks. He's not playing a Browns on Thursday Night Football, where it would be another divisional game and two home games right in a row. This would be the Jets on the road. The Jets, and we will cover this, they've already went through their starting quarterback change. They're ailing. They suck. what are they, 1-4, 1-5, I don't even know, but they've only had one win so far. So, I mean, yeah, you can't take it for granted. Any given Sunday, the Jets can still beat us, as bad as we look. This is two teams spiraling out of control right now, and Jets, it's obviously a must-win to salvage their season, if any. The Ravens, it's a must-win for them to really stay alive and have a pulse, if any, for a playoff spot or even an AFC North crown. They're only one game back, and with the injury to Big Ben. Big Ben's out 4 to 6 weeks, could be even longer with his knee injury. The Steelers play the Patriots on Sunday, guys. So right there, we come out of this as a win. Steelers lose on Sunday, which could easily happen. They got Landry as their quarterback. So it could very happen to where it's funny how both top two AFC North teams are already starting to talk about their backups. Obviously, the Steelers have to because they have no choice. But the Ravens are one game back. They can come out of this with the win on Sunday and a loss with Steelers. They could be a tie, virtually tie, or even have a slight lead in the division going into the bye week with the Steelers playing, obviously, on our bye week. So depending how it shapes out, we can be coming in Steeler heat week, either tied with the division lead, a game division lead. Who knows what might happen. But I'm telling you right now, if there's a game, just hear me out, guys. If there's a game to ever have Flacco not play, this would be the and only game that could happen.
Now, I want to see Joe on the field Sunday. I don't want him to get re-injured, like I said, but there is some reassurance in my mind if Joe were to play on Sunday, and that is the fact that Ronnie Stanley has practiced all through this week and last week. He missed three games. It looks as if he is going to be playing this Sunday. He's still they're not saying definite whether or not, but if Ronnie Stanley is out there on the field, he's protecting Joe Flacco. I think Joe could take a shot and play this Sunday. If it was the starting lineup from last week or the week before, I'd say if Joe has a broken toe or something, then you sit Joe with that offensive line not protecting him.
Right, man, and you're right. I mean, the line depleted. But speaking of the line, I don't know if we wanted to cover this as well, but. We actually have two names back in practice. We have Rick Wagner and Ronnie Stanley, so we definitely want to cover that. So we're getting pieces back into the mix here. So I think that with the pieces that we do have, I think Flacco starts. He can get some of the playtime under his belt. Hey, even if we get a big lead, which is a dream here in Baltimore because we haven't had a huge win in 2 years, but if we can get a lead and we can get Ryan Mount some play time in the second half, who knows? But see how the game plays out. But Jimmy Smith was limited in practice. We have Brashard and Wallace wearing non-contact jerseys. Flacco already missed a second straight time this week in practice. So the pieces got to come together. We'll know in the coming days, in the hours leading up to kickoff, where the actual injury report is. But right now it's looking grim, but I expect Flacco to play. I don't see any signs that would say he would not play, but it's a big, big issue right now. And if we can get out of here and he can get mended in 2 weeks, I think he'll be back for a big run coming in November.
All right, now two veterans on the offensive side of the ball that we are not going to be seeing on Sunday, and all signs point to that. They haven't practiced at all. Marshall Yanda, Steve Smith Sr. It might be, Steve said this is the end of his contract. He's going to retire. I don't know if we're going to see Steve Smith on the field again this year. This ankle seems like it's bothering him yet again. It would suck for him to go out that way, but if you're hurt, you're hurt. Doesn't look like Steve Smith's going to play. Marshall Yanda, I don't remember him ever missing, two straight games for as long as he's been a Raven. So whatever is ailing Marshall Yanda, it's a shoulder issue. It's got to be really painful because he's such a big dude. He's such a guy who can kind of handle everything. He gets paid to push people around. For Yanda to miss two games in a row, that's really bad. You got to imagine he's in a world of hurt.
I have to imagine. I mean, everybody says his threshold is pretty high. We already know he's a tough dude, tough as nails. I've always been a great stalwart on this line for years and providing us some great, great play over the games. And you hate to see him go through this, and you hate to see anybody go through it. But I really hope he gets better soon. And if he is a scratch on Sunday, if we can get out, we have 2 weeks for the next game. Hopefully he can mend, and we'll have some Ravens all back and healthy for the Steelers in 2 weeks. But, of course, we got to get through the Jets. One thing that is cool, though, is hearing some of the respect that other players have. And actually, Brandon Marshall was verbal, and he actually said he hoped to face the Jimmy Smith, he actually went on record to say he's actually one of the underrated guys. And people are always been questioning Jimmy's play here in Baltimore, and I know it's kind of cool how to see outside praise, especially from another player in the league, praising Jimmy Smith. And I know he was pretty much the MVP on Sunday because he kept doing he kept Odell Beckham in check until he got hurt, and all of a sudden Odell went off. So as we know, and Jimmy's the guy. He's the guy in the corner, just bolstering the corners for us, bolstering the cornerbacks. We have Eric Weddle back to receive these, and without Jimmy, it's a huge gap, and our pass play, which is already sucky and best right now, is only going to get worse without Jimmy back there. We need him quickly. We need all hands on deck quickly. And in, like I was saying in the beginning of the show, it's very ironic how Dennis Pitt is one of the healthiest Ravens right now, where in training camp we were like, is this dude going to even play? And he's been a difference maker.
Now, besides Jimmy Smith, he's limited in practice. He is practicing, which is a good sign, but he hasn't been cleared for full contact. So time will tell if we see him on Sunday. But besides Jimmy Smith, Sharice Wright, Gerard Powers both didn't practice this week so far. If those two guys are out and Jimmy Smith is out, it looks like the Ravens are going to be shorthanded on defense. They might not have anyone to even cover any of the corners.
Right, and you bring up a name which I'm very excited to hear back. Remember that name, Gerard Powers, where we were a little bit frustrated in the beginning of the year with the cuts? He mm-hmm. was cut originally.
That's right, yeah.
And I was actually really disappointed because he had one great preseason and actually was very solid, and I'm very excited to hear his name back in purple and black, man. Very excited.
I just hope he plays because who knows if he's going to play or not. It's looks like he's still
right.
He's hurt. He's got a thigh injury. These thigh injuries are going around like crazy. I don't know what's going on with this team. It's another thing. Everyone's got bad feet. Everyone's got a bad thigh. I don't know what's going on with this team.
I would say if you're any interns or doctors coming out of college or anything, why don't you sign up for the Ravens jobs? It's very coveted because we have a lot of guys hurt here. I'm telling you, man.
That's right.
It's bad.
Now talking about other guys that are hurt on this team, Terrell Suggs, everyone saw the injury that he got against the Giants. He has a bicep injury. They're saying it's not season ending. He's going to play through the injury. I asked it on the Red Eye Review, but Josh, so of course Terrell Suggs is a guy you want on the field. He's a general for the defense, but How good of a player can he be with one arm? I mean, yeah, he's an inspirational guy and he can go after those sacks, but if he's playing through an injury, he's not 100%. Do we want an 80% Terrell Suggs on the field?
I actually do, and it's kind of funny you bring it up because in lieu of our MD jokes, here is one guy who actually has an MD behind his name. His name is Dr. David Chow, MD. You can find him at Pro Football Doc. He actually tweeted a few days ago. Here's his tweet. I'm going to read it for you. Distal biceps tendon responsible for elbow supination and flexation. Obviously, doctor terms, meaning we need to flex it. Weakness, hard to wrap tackle, but can still rush passer. So what is one of our weaknesses, Brandon? Rushing the passer. Yes, tackling and wrapping up are occasional, but it's kind of bad if we have our linebackers down the field trying to wrap and tackle. They're there to stop the run. But if Suggs will be strategically out there for third down situations where we need to rush the pass or if it's warranted for any other downs. Obviously, the good doctor says sooner the better and quicker recovery, but possible to delay distal biceps tendon reattachment for up to 3 months. So like in the Super Bowl year, like you said, we can still play with this injury, but you don't want it to for long. And obviously, 3 months from now is called January. So who knows? So maybe he sits out this Sunday, which would be strategic because not to discount the opponent. It is the Jets, but a pass rush would be ideal. We already don't have a Doomerville, but if it's good to have Suggs sit 1 week, we already have the built-in bye week. He already missed the game. So it's just kind of like you see that happening, and if we can get him out there in 2 weeks, it's better than getting him out there re-aggravating it. He can't come back for Steeler Week. I want Suggs back for Steeler Week. I don't care if Big Ben's on the field or not. I want Suggs out there on Steeler Week. It's a divisional game. Starts two straight home games. We need to rest guys. I say sit Suggs this week. It should be and would be an ideal situation.
All right, you brought up Elvis Doomerville. Got to talk about Doom here. He played two games this season. He got pulled, said, look, you don't look like yourself. We got to check this out. His foot area is still messed up from this off-season surgery he had. There's no timetable for Elvis Doomerville to return, so there's a very good chance we don't see him for the rest of the season. So that's really scary to think about, that now we have an 80% Terrell Suggs, a 0% Elvis Doomerville out on the field. We're not going to see Suggs at all this Sunday. We know that much, at least. He'll play through it the next couple weeks, but he's sitting out this Sunday. So no Suggs, no Doomerville. We're looking to the young guys now. We have Zardarius Smith, your boy from last year, Matthew Judon, who's looked all right, and Kamalea Correa, your other guy.
I gotta pick new boys.
Yeah.
Telling you.
This Correa kid, he was your boy in preseason. He got into some fights with Joe Flacco, Dennis Pitta, and then it's time to put up or shut up, and he shut up pretty quick, and he didn't. He's not really the star that a lot of people are talking about. So, what do we do here with these three guys at these young linebackers? Can these guys, of course, not replace Suggs and Doomerville? They're not there, but. Can they handle the pressure of being under the gun here against the Jets?
I think they can handle the pressure, man, and they're going to have to. They're going to find out really what they're made of when this Sunday's game. I mean, of course, we're going to see it firsthand live. I really can't wait to see how it unfolds because there's a lot of question marks leading up to this game, and it's a lot. And you don't like that. You kind of want your team healthy and fresh. Like, oh, yeah, we just want to cover game plan. Guys, not that I think doing a podcast like this is not fun, but it's definitely sucky where the focal point of the conversations are injuries and who's going to play, who's not, what combination of team we're going to have out there. It sounds like last year all over again where it's like, oh, great, another third stringer got called up and end up in a 5-11 campaign. So, but it is a challenge because, and I think the team's going to rise to the occasion on that. They're going to put the best players on the field. They already brought back Gerard Powers. Let's hope Jeremy Butler is in the mix somewhere along the line. Let's give him a call if he's still unemployed. Why not? As we need all the playmakers we can and fresh bodies because it's just ridiculous. I mean, even Campanera still hurt, which is just sucky. And I think the game plan right now is going to be put the healthy guys out there, let them attack, and get out of here with no more injuries and put the best guys out there to win. Another key I want to bring up to Brandon is moving right along to it is penalties, man. Ravens lead the league with 52 penalties. Gotta be more disciplined. And I don't want to make excuses for this team, man, but it is kind of hard to get disciplined when there's a lot of guys in and out and the unit doesn't play again well with each other. There's going to be a lot of false starts because you got new guys on the line. You got guys running missed routes because they're new into the playbook, and now you got Marty Mordwig trying to infuse his game plan in the mix. There's going to be some hiccups and mistakes, not to say that these guys can handle it, but it's very tough when injury after injury, and it's like, oh, great, we got to run somebody new out there, and then it's like, oh, call this play, and you're like, okay, and then you got to learn on the fly in the game. That's what practice is for. We can't be learning in live games during this campaign, man. We're 3-3, started 3-0. Learning's done. If you don't get it done during the week, sit on the sideline and let somebody else do it. But it's time to put up or shut up with these guys in here.
All right, so now one guy that I'm a little surprised to hear his name once again on the Ravens roster, even though it is the practice squad, but the Ravens welcome back Asa Jackson.
I like
the practice squad. I don't like it. I don't like him at all.
No, you misinterpreted it. I like it. He's on the practice squad.
Oh, okay, that part. Okay. But
Practice squad, guys.
He's bounced around the league a little bit. He played with the Ravens a little bit last year after all those injuries mounted up. He was released a couple times by a couple different teams, but if you remember, he was talking about penalties. He was like a friggin' magnet for those penalties last year, and they're bringing him back because Devin Hester, he's also questionable for this weekend, and they need a return guy for the ball, and they're thinking maybe Asa Jackson has gotten a little bit better. But the reason why he was let go from the Ravens last year in the first place was the fact that he kept fumbling returning kicks. So he's obviously not that good of a return guy, but at this point, when your draft pick didn't work out, your second choice got hurt, and now your veteran that you hired at the last minute's hurt, you're kind of going for the bottom of the barrel here. And that's, unfortunately, that's Asa Jackson.
Unfortunately, and like we've been saying all along, when you got a hurt team like this, you start reaching and scraping for the barrel. Hey, guys, can anybody help us out? I mean, dude, what's it going to take? Were you going to call Trent Dilfer out of retirement in 15 years? I mean, hey, Goldberg came out of retirement 12 years. Why not, right? I mean, geez. I mean, it's just what it takes. I mean, it seems like these WWE guys like to come out of retirement when they're old, but these NFL players, we might have to start. But I just think they got to get the job done, execute. And here's where Josh rant number one starts is, remember, I know we already rehashed.
Number one? Hold on. This is like Josh rant number five for this show.
Probably. Well, you know, I ranted last time because I was upset last Red Eye Review, but it's about execution, okay? And we've already been on records, you know, not bashing Harbaugh for making the calls. The penalties are a discipline issue, Brandon, but would you say that – do you agree on that statement that the players got to be disciplined enough during practice to really hone in on that and they're coachable, or – are we going to make excuses with the injuries and say, oh, well, guys are plugged in and out. It's really tough to maintain that.
It's a little bit from column A, a little bit from column B, to be honest. I at that one point, yes, you need to, you know, do everything you can in practice. But there are some guys who are just not going to be as talented. That's why they are backups.
Right.
They can practice really hard and work their best, but they're just not going to have that, you know, natural ability that a lot of these starters have. So there is going to be some talent drop off no matter what with a backup. But at the same time, you know, if you work really hard and you show you've got some skill, you can definitely learn.
Absolutely
a possibility.
It is a possibility. Rapid fire question one. Going in certain situations, rehashing what we talked about last week, bringing into the game plan this week, because, again, we already know we're going to play a close game. Let's just call it what it is. Do you like the call on fourth and one?
Yeah.
To go for it.
I'm still for it.
Do you like the play call that it was called?
I do like it. I feel as if Juice would have been able to not trip and make that block, I think it would have been a touchdown.
You're reading the same tweets I am, aren't you?
I've been on Twitter at all this week, man. I have been so busy at work, it's not even funny.
I have too, and I don't know. I've saved some notes for us. Trust me, I got you covered. But Jeff Cerebic tweeted this because somebody tweeted him, did you like the play call? And he said, didn't like the call. If Juice makes block, that probably is a walking touchdown. Players got to execute. Can't blame coaches for all. I said this last week, guys. You can blame the coaching all you want, but the players got to execute. You can coach players, but if they're out there lining up off sides, create false start penalties, there's only so much you can teach. And just be honest with you guys and be honest with ourselves. Jesse Rebig also said from Baltimore Sun, I get frustration with penalties and late losses. We all do, especially when we had the lead and we're right there. I mean, the Ravens stopped the Giants at 4th-and-1 and don't let Odell Beckham catch that slant. Game over. They got one timeout. We're in victory formation. We're high-fiving. We're out of there at 4-2 record. But no, we didn't make the play. So it's funny. We botched the 4th-and-1 call on a play call, not the go for it, but a play call. Comes down on another 4th-down play and we let them get it. So it's about stops, make plays. He actually, Jurassic Cerebic was on record, and I agree with him when he says, but it amazes me how many people have a problem going for it on 4th-and-1 on fourth, when they're in four early in the fourth and getting it. The point here, guys, is this. We already know it's going to come to be a close game. I agree. You can pull any head coach. I don't think there's a head coach in the league that would disagree with going for it. Even Joe was upset because he wanted to get in the end zone, but you got to make the blocks, and I saw it live in the stadium, and when I saw the replay on the big screen, I said, the dude didn't make his block. He gets his block, he's untouched. But Juice didn't make that block, and again, it's execution. So, and it's really hard not to make excuses for you guys, but the point here driving is, with all the injuries and all that, it's really hard to really execute a solid game plan when you have plug-and-play players. The more successful teams in the NFL, obviously the healthiest team is usually the most successful, albeit a few injuries. Injuries happen. There's not a team that has all 53 men that started the season on September 11th. They're still there on October 30th or November 5th or whatever the date is. There's going to be injuries, whether they're significant like a Big Ben or like a Terrell Suggs or like a Dez Bryant who's been hurt or a Tony Romo. Something changes the course. Like with the Cowboys' sake and Dak Prescott stepping in, and he's been an incredible start. being a rookie and him and Zeke doing down in the Big D. So, I mean, things happen for a reason. But you just got to be able to believe in your guys and put them in the best position to win. And I tell you this, over the last 3 weeks of this three-game losing streak, man, the only time I had a frustration is when I – obviously, I didn't see the game. We never know. I didn't see the Raiders game. But I think Harbaugh should have declined the penalty and let them kick the field goal on fourth down instead of putting them back, because I've said time again, you don't want to give an offense an extra play. Because even if they don't convert it, they can do what we do and just chuck up the ball. They could have gotten an interference call. It's automatic first down. You don't know what can happen. You get a defensive holding call, automatic first down. So – you just don't want to give them extra gun. It's just like giving somebody unloaded gun and then go, oh, wait, I got an extra bullet. Here you go. Use it. So, no. You got to let the game play out and make the right decisions. Again, we don't know what it's like being an NFL coach. It's in the heat of the moment. But we have to believe in our guys. We're on a three-game losing streak. We have to believe that it gets time to beat the Jets. And the Jets have their own problems. Matt Forte is going to have to try to run against a stalwart Ravens rush defense who's been phenomenal since week one. We haven't had a 100-yard rusher. Quote me if I'm wrong. If right now, as it stands, they have a change of quarterback. They just threw a ton of money to Fitzpatrick. Now they benched him, and they're starting Geno. I'm telling you right now, Brandon, if we lose to the Geno-led Giants, just listen to that, Ravens Nation. If we lose to the Geno Smith-led Jets, it's over, guys. I mean, that's a four-game losing streak, 3-4 bye week. The Jets. We cannot lose this game. It would be an utter embarrassment to everything. Not to say I would be embarrassed as a Raven fan, but to me, it would just be like, just beat your head against the wall, man, because it's the definition of insanity. We can only do the same things over and over again so much, but the penalty's got to get under control, and the execution's got to get there. Guys got to pass block. You got to catch. You got to do all these things. You got to run, hit your blocks. Yeah, we've seen it before. These guys can do it. But it's not so much they ask for a clean game, but just be smart, guys. Just be smart.
All right, everybody. So if Sunday does go bad, you know it was because Josh jinxed this team on the podcast today.
I did not jinx anything.
I'm just pointing
keeping
it out.
Real around here. We got to keep it real. We don't sugarcoat things at the call, do we not? We keep it real, bro. We keep it real. And that's what we got to do, man, because at the end of the day, this team's got to hold themselves accountable, and Harbaugh's the leader of this team. And whatever happens, obviously, there's no more coordinators to go through, so it's on him. So all signs point to, is he a broken record? Has he lost the locker room? No, he hasn't. It's just we're going through a bad time right now, and I've said time and time again, adversity makes this team stronger, makes anything stronger. And the Ravens, we're going to cover it, obviously, in the big keys coming up to the game on game day preview. Road trip edition, me and you, the call on the road. But I say the Ravens win this one. I don't want to say soundly. They're going to win another close game. But I believe in wholeheartedly we're going to win this game through, bud, through and through.
Well, that's what I like to hear. So, Josh, have we covered everything?
And the Raven said, quoth the Raven, nevermore.
All right, guys.
All this one, man.
There you go. If you want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can. It's real easy. All you got to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
Always at ItalianGQ52.
Very cool. Go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about The Call Podcast and BrandoCash Entertainment. Go to Facebook.com/The Call Podcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. Be a part of our game day preview. Like us on Facebook. Watch us. We're going to be doing Facebook Live pretty much all day as long as our phones don't die, from MetLife Stadium on the bus ride up, tailgating with Jimmy's Seafood. Our tickets to the game, which we got some pretty sweet tickets from what I understand. So we'll
really?
Be, yeah, that's what I understand. So we,
fill me in, man. I'm left in the dark. Guys, he leaves me in the dark on everything. I don't find out nothing.
He finds out like 2 minutes before we're ready to record when we're going to record. That's what it is around here.
Yep. Right, pretty much.
So Make sure you guys check out Facebook.com/thecallpodcast and like us, because we'll be doing a lot of cool stuff on Sunday. This is my first Ravens game that isn't a preseason game in a couple years, so I am super excited to experience this again. It's been a while. I was showed my buddy. So I took my godson and his dad to their first Ravens game earlier in the preseason this year, and I showed my buddy, like, when the Ravens intro started, the videos on the board, Lose Yourself starts playing over the big speakers, whatever. I got chills. I got goosebumps going down my arm, and I was like, look, dude, you know how long it's been since I've seen, like, a reaction like this? You know, it takes your breath away sometimes being there live. So I can't wait to experience that again, this time on the road. I'm really excited for it. If anyone is in New York or in New Jersey going to the game, make sure you tweet to us, talk to us on Facebook, and we'll meet up and we'll get to experience the game together. That's what I'm hoping for. All right, guys, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Be social with the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and Snapchat. Anywhere you are social on the web, say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. It's Purple Friday. The calls get me ready for the game, and you should too. Download us, I mean. That's what you should do. Get ready. Listen to the call. You should too. That's what I meant to say. All right, guys, that's pretty much it for the show this week. We will be back for a Red Eye review this coming Monday or Tuesday. Make sure you be on the lookout for that. Josh and I will be at the Meadowlands at the MetLife Stadium. Josh is going to show me where that really cool Snoopy statue is. I'm really excited to see that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And we're going to get ready for the Ravens and the Jets. But, Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, thank you so much, man. And I just got to say, are you ready for this road trip, bro?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Dude, I really can't wait, man. It was a treat to meet up with John last week to do the part one of this trip. I wish the guy could be with us for number two. I know he had to go back home this week. I wish him safe travels. Can't wait to see him again and do another trip, and hopefully back at the Raven Stadium in Baltimore. Man, I'm excited to have it along with the call, man. I'm happy to get this trip going. Happy that you wanted to go on this trip and root our boys hard and see a nice stadium in the NFL and enjoy an awesome tailgate with a lot of great Ravens fans. We're going to make some good memories here at the call. Our first call road trip, call it official if you'd like. Can't wait to get after it, but Brandon is right. Site of the game two is Meadowlands, man. We're Meadowlands part two in the as many weeks. 2 weeks in a row we're at the Meadowlands. It's going to be fun. It's going to be hard fought, but guys, we have the Jets. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard and physical because they're going to want to show that, yeah, they might have one win, but they want to win number two as badly as we want win number four. And it's going to come down to who wants it more, who's going to make the best plays, who's going to execute. Guys, we've got to root hard. We got a bye week coming up. We get to rest and get re-energized for the hated rival Steelers and the Browns coming to town right behind that on Thursday Night Football. So we got a couple of good games behind us, but we got to get past the Jets and rest up during a bye week on a holiday weekend. I can't wait to get after it, guys. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fast and furious. Ravens are going to do it well. We're going to root them hard. They're going to play hard, and we're going to get out of there with, hey, let's say it, guys, very minimum injuries. Let's say it together. Very minimum injuries. We have to have that happen. Root our boys hard on Sunday, wherever you're watching, whether you're on TV, live, radio, podcasting, wherever you guys are doing it. Let's do it well. Baltimore Ravens, fly high on Sunday.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.